Thanks for listening, St. George in the Pines Sermon Podcast. Today we begin our fall series, Hidden Gems, Overlooked Stories from the Bible. How long do I wait? Most of us know what it's like to want something good that isn't happening, and when the waiting stretches on, it gets tempting to take matters into our own hands. This week we look at a story almost nobody preaches, a slave girl in the wilderness, and a God who went out after her. Let's listen.
The first reading is from book of Genesis, chapter 16. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. She had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said to Abram, "Behold, now the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go in to my servant. It may be that I shall obtain the children by her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarah. So after Abraham had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her servant, and gave her to Abram, her husband, as a wife. And he went to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked with contempt on her mistress. And Sarah said to Abram, "May the wrong done to me be on you. I gave my servant to your embrace." And when she saw that she had conceived, she looked on me with contempt. "May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarah, "Behold, your servant is in your power. Do to her as you please." Then Sarah dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And she said, "Hagar, servant of Sarah, where have you come from? Where are you going?" She said, "I'm fleeing from my mistress Sarah." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. And he shall be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he shall dwell over against all his kinsmen." So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God of seeing." But she said, "Truly here I have seen him who looks after me." Therefore, the well was called Beer Laro Lahariah. It lies between Kadesh and Beerit. And Hagar born Abram a son. And Abram called the name of his son, whom Hagar born, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar born Ishmael to Abram. The word of the Lord.
Second reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things are created through him and for him.